Bahrainis have held a mass anti-government protest rally in the capital, Manama. Protesters demanded an end to repression. They also condemned what they called continued repression and sham elections in Bahrain. Estimates show some 200,000 people turned up for the rally. Bahrain has been the scene of almost daily protests against the Al Khalifa dynasty since early 2011, when a pro-democracy uprising began in the kingdom. The Bahraini regime has cracked down on protests, killing scores of people. Thousands of others have been put in jail for taking part in protests. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Mr. Sheikh Maitham Al Salman, who is with the Bahrain Human Rights Observatory, or the BHRO, and he is joining us live now on the line from the Bahraini capital. Sheikh Salman, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How important was today's protest?
Well, today's protest is very important, keeping in mind that it's the first protest after the elections in Bahrain. The government intended to legitimize the continuation of human rights violations, the continuation of the absence of democracy through the so-called elections. So thousands or scores of thousands going down to the streets demanding for a peaceful transition from dictatorship towards democracy, demanding for an end to the ongoing human rights violations, demanding for equal citizenship regardless of race, regardless of sect, regardless of religion. It's definitely seen by international observers and by local politicians and think tanks as a very important event. Today, anyone coming to Bahrain would come to one conclusion, and that is that the government is still facing a public majority which is calling for a peaceful transition towards democracy.
But Sheikh Salman, a lot of critics would say that, you know, things have not yet changed on the ground in Bahrain, and in fact, things seem to be getting worse, even though we're seeing these protests. So it's sort of a stalemate situation, isn't it?
It is, it is. And I think it's very unfortunate that today we are governed by a government which was in charge of all the serious violations which were condemned clearly by the Human Rights Council. And I think when it comes to the reason for that, the main reason for the continuation of the political crisis in Bahrain is the absence of a serious concern from the government side to really achieve that transition and align itself with democracies in the world. It's very unfortunate as well that Western powers and influential neighbors have not played a positive role in supporting democracy, in supporting human rights in Bahrain. And this is where the problem of double standards rise. Just like a lot of influential neighbors or influential foreign countries would like to see democracy and respect of human rights in Syria, in Tunisia, in Libya, it's very unfortunate that there are double standards when it comes to Bahrain. There are thousands of Bahrainis, the majority of Bahrainis, are going down to the streets on a weekly basis, and this is one of the biggest demonstrations in the last few months, demanding for democracy, demanding for respect of human rights. However, there's always a blind eye when it comes to Bahrain, and this is probably linked to a lot of geopolitical calculations which govern the minds of foreign policymakers within influential countries related to Bahrain.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us today. That was Sheikh Maitham Al Salman, who is speaking to us live on the line from the Bahraini capital.